Today's Shiur Mishnah Berurah is Daf Kuf Mem Tes Omud Aleph. I'm beginning actually with the last few lines on Kuf Mem Ches Omud Beis. We're in the middle of Sif Ches, and we're dealing here again with the proper way to say Amen. And we're up to the Ramah in the very few words, last few words on this page. And he writes, V'lo Yane Amen Yisoma. A person shouldn't answer what's called an orphaned Amen. What is that? The Ramah explains, the Hainu, Shehu chayav bebracha achas. This person is obligated to be yotzei with the bracha that he's trying to listen to answer amen. Ushliach tzibah mevarech osa. And the shliach tzibah is making the bracha and saying it. However, v'zeh eino shoma. He didn't hear the whole bracha. He didn't hear the conclusion of the bracha. And afa pishiyodei is a bracha mevarech shliach tzibah. Even though he knows which bracha the shliach tzibah is saying, since he didn't hear it, however, meyachash lo shema. Lo yane achrav amen. He doesn't have the right to go and answer amen to that bracha that he did not hear, that he was trying to be yotzi with. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Lamed Aleph points out. Das ha-mechaber. He's explaining the reasoning over here of the mechaber. Why shouldn't the person answer amen? The davka im rotze lot says be'ezah bracha shu chayev. This person is trying to be yotzi with that bracha. And in this situation, kigon shurotze lot says yidei tvila v'kidu shu chayev gavna. He wants to be yotzi with the Shemun Esrei or with the kiddush that the person is making or any other bracha. And that situation, he's not allowed to answer amen. But if a person is not chayiv in a bracha, he's in the middle of the shul, he's walking through a shul and they're saying a bracha, and he doesn't hear the bracha, but he hears everybody else answering amen, and he knows what bracha they're up to because he heard the previous bracha, let's say in Shemoneh Esrei. Kigon shekvar hispal liatzmi, he's already davened. So after mitzvah l'chol adam l'shmoa chazaras hashatz, so even though there's a mitzvah for him to have listened to the chazaras hashatz, he gets a mitzvah if he listens to it. Mikol mokom inolav chiyuv b'yatzmius habracha, he had no obligation to hear that bracha. And v'kol shekeinim ha'amein hu mistam brachos d'yamo, or he's walking by somebody's eating lunch and he hears the person say part of the bracha but not the whole bracha, so he's allowed to answer amen in that situation. Mutu l'dasa mechaber lanos, that person according to the mechaber, we'll see the Ramah disagrees, but according to the mechaber, that person would be allowed to answer amen. He doesn't know what bracha the person made, but he sees that he's a religious person and he believes in God and he makes a bracha, so he's allowed to answer amen. Has he know to answer amen? He sees a whole bunch of people around, they're answering amen, so he's allowed to answer amen as well. However, the Ramah in the Haggah, in a moment we'll read this Ramah, disagrees. Paul Ligvioser, he says, you're not allowed to answer amen, afilu b'chol ha-brachos, for any bracha, im eni yodea ilza brachu oneh. If you don't know what you're answering to, then the amen is not allowed to be said, according to the Ramah. He argues, as we just said, with this mechaber. Sivkot Lamed Beis, Afa Pishiyodeya, in the situation the Mechaber is talking about, he knows what bracha he's making, he just didn't hear the Chazan make the bracha, and he's trying to be yotzi with it. Ukigon Shumakil, if he said their brachos, for example, he heard the previous bracha, he knows what's next in the order of the Shmoneh Esrei. O Shechise Mishmo Rak Sofer Bracha, or he heard the beginning of the bracha, he just didn't hear the conclusion of the bracha. Therefore, according to the Mechaber, you're not allowed to answer amen if you're trying to be yotzi. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Haggah, v'yesh machmirim. There are those that are machmir, as we just brought down in the Mishnah Berurah. V'afilu eino mechuyav b'yosa bracha lo yano amein. Even if you're not trying to be yotzi with the bracha, you're not allowed to answer amein. Im eino yodeh be'eza bracha koi shliach tzibah. If you don't know exactly what bracha the chazan is making, you can't just answer amein just because you see everybody else answering amein. The zenami mikri amein yisoma. This also has the status of being an orphaned amein, an amein yisoma. And he brings this down in the tour in the name of what we have over here, the tashbeitz, but it brings down on the side in the Ber Hagola that this should be the Rosh HaTevus for Rav Kohen Tzedek, the Rakatz. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Lamed Gimel explains, v'im yodeya alei zebrachu oneh, if he does know what bracha he is answering to, even though he didn't hear the bracha, then mutter lanos b'chol ha-brachos afilu b'chazos ha-shatz. Then, even the Ramah would say that one is permitted to go and answer amen as long as he knows what bracha he's saying, even though he didn't hear the bracha. Kivin shekvar ispalav einu mechuyav b'yetzim ha-bracha. Since he's not obligated and he's just allowed to say amen, so he can say amen. And that's exactly what Dershu footnote number 53 brings down, mutter lanos, that he's allowed to. However, he's not mechuyev to if he doesn't want to. The issue footnote number 51 brings down in regards to Kaddish, Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal in the Igris Moshe brings down, Shetzorich Ladas al Eze Chelik Me'a Kaddish Oneh. If in Kaddish you're answering Amen, but you don't know what part of the Kaddish they're up to, then you can't answer Amen. Otherwise, it's called an Amen Yisoma. So if you're just answering Amen to Kaddish, so you have to be able to know what part of the Kaddish they're up to. Likewise, the issue footnote number 52 brings down, if a person sees somebody putting on tefillin and he answers amen to the bracha, but he doesn't know if he was putting on a shel yad or a shel rosh, she brings down from the eish shel avrami b'charge, sheyochel lanos amen. He would be allowed to answer amen in that situation, even though he doesn't know which exact bracha he's answering to, but since he knows it's a bracha on the tefillin, that would be acceptable. And likewise, if somebody heard somebody getting an aliyah, and he hears the Birchas HaTorah, but he doesn't know if it's the bracha before the laning or the bracha after the laning. All he hears is Baruch Atah Hashem Nosein HaTorah, he would also be allowed to answer Amen. Now we go back to the Mishnah Berurah, and he continues and he says, V'yesh me'achronim she'machmirim b'chazor sashatz. There are achronim, he says, that are machmir in chazor sashatz, usviru lehu, and they hold, the mikaven the tikkun rabbonin she'yachzor shaliach tzibor ha'tfilah, since Chazal set up Shaliach Tzibur to say over Chazar Sashatz, even Afilu Kulam Mispalu, even if nobody's really being Yotze with that, so therefore, Ke'ilu Mechuyavim Bosa Bracha Karina Lehu. Therefore, everybody is considered as if they're obligated in that Bracha, even though technically nobody's really being Yotze with that Bracha that the Chazan is saying. And therefore, according to these Machmirim, the Ein Lehem Lanos Afilu Yodeya Be'ez Bracha Koya Shaliach Tzibur, therefore they wouldn't be allowed to answer Amen according to this opinion, even though they know that the Chazan is up to Goel Yisrael. But they didn't hear him say it, so they wouldn't be allowed to answer it. Unless they actually heard the concluding bracha from the chazan. The issue footnote number 54 brings down. What about if you didn't hear the whole bracha? If you just heard the end of the bracha, you just heard Baruch Atah Hashem, Goel Yisrael, so Chaim Kanievsky brings down that would be adequate. Kivan Shiesh Omrim Shem Shmiya Sima Bracha Levad Yotze Midechova, since if somebody was trying to be Yotze and all he did was hear the concluding bracha, that would be Bidyevit acceptable, so therefore you could rely upon this to answer Amen, certainly if you're not intending to really be Yotze, but you're just fulfilling the Takan of Chazal to listen to the Chazar Sashatz. How do we paskin? So the Mishnah Berurah says, V'yesh lachush l'zeh l'chachila, that technically one should be concerned with this machmirim over here. L'izor l'shmoa kol birchosh min esri min piyash shlich ha'si b'gufa. And therefore one should try and concentrate very hard to hear the entire bracha from the chazan in the chazar sashatz. L'gam b'lav hachi, and even if this wasn't the case, even if we weren't holding like this machmirim, mitzvah l'chavi l'shmoa birchosh ha'shlich tzibur, k'dil'el b'sif dalet. As we already pointed out in sif dalet, this is a great mitzvah to hear every word of the shlich tzibur's chazar sashatz. But if you did not hear it, if you didn't hear the end of the bracha as well, but you know which bracha you're up to, so then halach lemaisa the Mishnah Berurah paskins, you can answer amen, since you're not really being yotze with this bracha, you're just answering to it. So even if you didn't hear the bracha, as long as you know what bracha you're answering to, halach lemaisa we paskin, you can answer. Now we go back to the Ramah. The Ramah adds over here and he says that when you answer Amen, v'lo yamtin im aniyas ha'amen, one shouldn't delay in answering Amen. Ela, miyad, shekilo ha'bracha, as soon as the chazan finishes saying the bracha, the person finishes saying the bracha, yana Amen. You should answer Amen right away. You shouldn't delay a certain amount of time, which we'll see how long it is before you're no longer allowed to answer Amen, but you shouldn't get into that controversy. You should answer Amen as soon as the chazan has totally finished saying the last words of the bracha. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat Lamed Dalet explains miyad. How do we define immediately? V'toch k'dei dibur k'dibur dami. This definition is one we've talked about many times. Within a short period of time after the dibur, after you finish saying the bracha, it's still considered like you just finished saying the bracha. How long is this? V'shir toch k'dei dibur humachlokes haposkim. As we've mentioned many times already, and this is brought down further again, reminding all the details in the issue footnote number 55. You can look there if you're interested in repeating this. However, we've already discussed this many times, and this yeshomim shlosh tevo, shlosha tevo, some say that this is the three words, shalom alecha rebi, v'yesh omim arba tevos, arboa tevos, shalom alecha rebi, Rebbe Umori, famous machlokis, the Shas, Shach, and the Taz, and we seem to paskin that it's three tevos, Shalom Alecha Rebbe. However, whatever the result is, ubiyoser mizeh lo yanaklal. But if you delay longer than this period of time, certainly if you delay longer than the amount of time it takes to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umori, a second or so, then you would not be allowed to answer Amen, because this would be called the Hevi Bechlal Amen Yisoma. If you delayed and tried to answer after that time, you're actually doing something wrong. It's called an Amen Yisoma. Ubitzibur kaimalon. The Mishnah Berurah says that there's a tremendous kula over here. However, if you're davening in a tzibur, the at shekilu rov hatzibur lanos amen who are dying bechal habracha. If you have a lot of people in the shul and they don't all answer simultaneously, so the amount of time it takes you to say shalom alecha rebbe or even shalom alecha rebbe mori is a second, but there are people in the shul that are answering amen and it takes them a little bit longer than 2 seconds. So then mutol lechol echad lanos imam. As long as there's still somebody answering amen, you would be allowed to answer with that person. The issue footnote number 56 brings down. What happens if you finish the bracha at the exact same time that the Shliach Tzibur is saying it? So then we have a famous machlokes between Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal and Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal. Rav Shlomo Zalman brings down in the Halicha Shlomo, Sheyochel Lanos Amen Al Birchas HaShliach Tzibur Li Achar Toch K'dei Dibur Li Birchoso, that one would be allowed to go answer Amen even though you waited longer than it takes a person to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe or Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umori, if you're finishing the same bracha, and if you were to answer right away, it would look like you were doing something that we say is Maguneh, which is to answer Amen to your own bracha. So in this situation, if you and the Chazan are finishing simultaneously the bracha, you wait for a longer period of time than it takes to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe, and then you can still answer Amen. As long as there are other people in the shul that are still saying the Amen, that is allowed. However, Moshe Feinstein brings down, if you and your friend finish saying the bracha at roughly the same time, then you are allowed to answer Amen. However, again, as long as somebody else is saying Amen, you don't have to wait longer than Toch Kedei Dibur, but you can answer it even during Toch Kedei Dibur. Afilu Shlo Yohevse Kedei Dibur Ben Aniyos Lusima Bracha, even though there's only a very short period of time, less than Toch Kedei Dibur, between your saying the bracha and now you're answering Amen to that very same bracha. The Mishnah Berurah says, for a further discussion of this, you can look in Sifriyat Aleph, which we'll learn tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, and also in the Bir Halacha over here. In the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskul Miyad Shekila, so he brings down that what we just said was the opinion the Mishnah Berurah said in the name of the Prima Godin. However, he brings down, V'lo hivi raya lezeh, there is no proof to this, and in fact, L'chora ein zeh poshut kol kach, what we just said in the Mishnah Berurah is not so poshut, not so clear that that's what it is. And he says, the source of this whole discussion is from the Avudram, and he writes over there, Yesh meforshim omen yisoma. There are those that say that an omen yisoma is shela'achar zman meruba, after a very long period of time. Shasim a bracha, after the chazan has finished the bracha, on amen. Adas also bracha, with that same bracha. And that is what the Avudram is saying over here, is called an amen yisoma. Implying implication, mashma lechorim is that the lo tayeshur b'chdei dibur, that it's not dependent upon a short period of time or a longer period of time. Even for a very long period of time, that's still called an amen yisoma. But he doesn't give this cutoff of toch kedei dibur. That's the Prima Gadim's understanding of it. And if you go through this long Bir Halacha, he brings down many other discussions, and at the conclusion of it, he says, look in the Chidushi Rekiva Eger and the Sefer Magin Giborim, which we can see in Dirshu footnote number 59, and he explains over there that Ladas Rabbi Kiva Eger, in lo hifsik bedibor, if a person has not interrupted by saying anything else, Yochol lanos amen gamli achar shakila amen mikol hashomim, then even if everybody else has already answered amen, you haven't interrupted and said anything else, you could still answer amen. And according to the Das of the Mogin Giborim, as long as the Chazan hasn't started the next bracha, you're still allowed to answer Amen, even though everybody else, or the vast majority of people, have already concluded their Amen. Lamaisa, a person should try to answer immediately, he certainly should concentrate, and not wait a long period of time. He should certainly try to do it betoch kidei dibur, if at all possible. Sivkot Lamed Hey, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, V'im shliach tzibo marach b'nigun shal v'imiru, amen. If the Chazan is taking a very long time in saying the Kaddish, damiram b'yamah v'imru amen, ba'agolov zman kariv v'imru amen, if he says v'imru amen in a very long time, then yom rakol amen miyad, the call shouldn't wait for him to say v'imru amen, they should say amen even before then if he's dragging that out. Ki anigun hevi hefsik, because all of this dragging it out, all of this singing is actually a hefsik, it's an interruption between the amen and what you're saying amen on. V'davko im marech harbi benigun. This is true if he's only being extending it a lot with a song. V'davko linin kaddish, and this is true by kaddish. Shekvar kilo etzem abakosha, because you've already concluded the supplication when you said tevas bizman koriv or tevas damrinon bi'omah. That's the end of the bakasha. If he says v'imru amen in a very long nigun, then you should answer amen before he finishes. However, in general, avol imashliach tzi b'marach b'shar bracha b'sofa b'ezen nigun, if the chazan dilly-dallies and he delays any other bracha, not the kaddish, and he hasn't finished concluding the actual bracha, loyan amen, one should not answer amen, kol zman shelo siyem es etzem hateva shel habracha, unless he's actually concluded the last letter or last sounds of the word, the last word of the bracha. The issue for number 57 brings down, Mikol Mokom, Gam Lenagim, Besocha Bracha Atzma, even singing during the Bracha, the Shevet Alevi, Rav Ozan Zatzal brings down, Shelo Yarech Yosemidai, a person should not stretch it out more than is necessary. Kiven Sheribu Yanigim, because the extension of this song, Lo Shayach LeBracha, the Nira Kehefsik, because it's not really an essential part of the Bracha. The Ayayayis aren't an essential part of the Bracha and has the appearance of being a Hefsik. And if you go and sing after you've already finished the last word and you keep on singing, Virak Oz Onim Amen, and then the people are supposed to answer Amen after that, that definitely is a hefsik. Nechshav lehefsik gadol ben habrachos ani yasomein. And therefore, the person who finishes hearing the chazan say the bracha, the chazan finishes saying the bracha and he's singing ayayays, so then you should answer Amen. And since it is considered a hefsek, if you don't answer right away, so he brings down from Dain Weiss in the Shelos and Shuvos Minchas Yitzchak, Zatzal, She'osel and Nagin B'mokum She'osel Hafsik, that it is forbidden to stretch out and sing the davening in a place where it would be a hefsek. We're not allowed to interrupt. A person shouldn't sing a niggun, shouldn't go ay 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 after he said the bracha of hamotzi, and he now has to eat. You're not supposed to interrupt with anything. You're supposed to go and do the action immediately without any interruption. Furthermore, if you conclude in the bracha and then you continue singing, even though you're still saying the last sounds of the teva, but you've already said the last sound, albeit now you're repeating it. So he brings down from the Piskei Tshuva and the Orchas Chaim from Spinka in the name of the Shelos Tshuvas Beis Yaakov, Sheyane Omein Racha Rak Liacha Shesiyim Es Anigan. Then you should wait until he finishes the Nigan, because Kivin Shu Toelis Lebracha Atzva, since he's still saying some of the words, albeit he's repeating it a little bit, and this is based upon a Magen Avraham, he says that one should say Omein only after the conclusion of the Nigan. However, the Chazon Ish disagrees. The Chazon Ish says, "Ef shalanos omei mishenigra teva kula." As soon as he says the word one time, that's it. Av shadayim marichin lenagin ba. Even though the Chazon is still going on, you should answer amen immediately at the conclusion of the last word. The Mechaber continues and he says, "V'lo yan amen kitzari." You shouldn't say a short amen. What does that mean? Sivkot lamin vav. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Neishanira shadom alav kimasa." By quickly running through the word amen, by saying it very fast, it looks like it's a burden upon you. Ela k'dei sheyuchal, and now he quotes the rest, and let's go now back to the Mechaber. K'dei sheyuchal omar kel melech neman. It's not called short, ela arucha kitzas. You should lengthen it a little bit in order that you should have the time to theoretically say kel melech neman. V'lo yarech b'yosem idai, but don't stretch it out too much. L'fi she'en kriyas ateva nishmas, kishamarech yosem idai. If you stretch it out, amen, so that stretches it out too far, and it doesn't sound like the word amen. Mishnah Berurah continues in Sivkot Lamed Vav. He says, "Kizel perusho shel amen." The word amen is an abbreviation, as we've already mentioned in Sivvav, for kel melech ne'aman. V'rashi tevo shelah. And in fact, what you're saying over here is the Rashi tevo. So when you say amen, it's as if you're saying kel melech ne'aman. So you should try to stretch out the word amen, that you could say instead of amen kel melech ne'aman, but don't stretch it out too much. Then it's no good either. Sif Tes. The Mechaber writes, "Im yesh ktsas me'aonim shemarichin Yosem Idai." If there are some individuals that are saying the Amen too long, then the Chazan doesn't have to wait for them to finish. Ain't Sarech HaMevarech Lahamtin Lahem. If he's going on to the next bracha of the Shemoneh Esrei, for example, and they're still saying Amen, so he doesn't have to wait for them. He can go and start the next bracha of the Shemoneh Esrei. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Lamed Zayin explains, "Avol al roba tzibur mechuyev lahamtim chol atvila." You're not supposed to rush quickly. Go out, Yisrael, Feinu Hashem. You have to stop and allow the tzibur to answer amen properly. At least most of the tzibur should finish answering amen before the chazan should go on to the next bracha. Shelo lahaskel bebracha shleachrel ad shino yanu amen. The chazan should know and wait till the tzibur has a chance to answer amen before he goes on to the next bracha. And likewise in Kaddish, yesh lahaskel yisbarach, you shouldn't start the next part of the Kaddish after yehesh mei rabba, ash yanu rov amen yehesh mei rabba, until the majority of people have concluded saying the yehesh mei rabba. And this is true v'chein kol kai gabba, for any such bracha. Or Bavan Oseinu Rabbi, and the Mishnah woes and bemoans that unfortunately because of our sins, Harbi Anoshim Nicholim Bazir, many people make this mistake. Keshim Mispalim Ne'abud, when the davening is the Chazan. Shechotvin Lahaskel Bracha Shlachra, take it Achasim Bracha Shlofnel. They rush to start the next bracha before the people have had a chance to answer Amen to the first bracha. They Mamtinim Bein Time Klout, and they don't pause in between. And he says, look in the Shari Tshuva, Shehevi Shazem Ma'akev after the Eved. This is no good even by the Eved. She'asu Shuv Lanos Amin Olel. Well, you can no longer answer Amen. As soon as the Chazan starts the next bracha, you're not allowed to answer Amen. So if he chops so quickly, you're not allowed to answer Amen to the previous bracha. And finally, we conclude with Sivkat Lamed Ches. Ein Tzarech HaMavarech to wait. The Chazan doesn't have to wait if the Tzibur is dragging it out. We said as long as most of the Tzibur is finished. V'usha Bracha in Chov Ala Kol Shmo. But this is in a situation where the bracha is not a chiyuv for everybody to listen to. Habol im motzi a rabin v'zei dechavosin. If he is being motzi somebody, or the entire tzibur with his bracha, for example, he's making the bracha on shofar, bein shu shliach tzibur, shar mevarach, whether he's an individual davening as a chazan, or he's just being motzi other people, tzarech lahamtin ala toim, umarichin b'amein. Then he should wait for these people who are mistakenly dragging out the amein, in order, kidei sheishmu v'yetzu dechova gamhem b'yabrachos, in order that they also should have a chance to be yotzi with this bracha. This concludes today's shir.